Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Hey, Masechtas Hoyrius. We're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Dalid Amid Beis. And the Gemara today, the entire blat, is going to focus 99% on a three-way machloikis between Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yehuda as to what is the number of par helim shel tzibur that a person has, that a tzibur has to bring. As we've learned already before in our Masechta, and as we know from Chumash generally, every Yuchad in Klal Yisrael that does an Aveira, which has an Isser Koris Bemezid, B'shoigig, he has to go and bring a Kizba or Seira L'chattas. However, if the Gans Kul had Gezindigt, but not because they on their own did a Shoigig, but it's because the Bezin Hagudun Yushalayim made a faulty Psak, Lemushal, they said that chaylev is mitten. Not gans chaylev, because we said yesterday it's got to be kiyum b'miktas and bitl b'miktas. So he said, avada said, do a din fin chaylev. Ich ba chaylev al gabi a keva, it's a chaylev into dos, a chaylev ibezet. That a chaylev of chaylev in the body of the behema, they said is mutter. And that was a faulty psak. And then the Torah says, roiv kol, a gans kol went and followed that psak, and they were over on that halucha. And then afterwards the Bezin realizes, oy, bavoy, we made a big boo-boo. We missed that Chivis Chasam Soifer, Rabbi Kiv Aiger, Rabbi Hida Osad, Noi de Behida, whatever. And now they go and say, Salachti, Avisi, Pushati, and now they set the record straight. The Torah Zuktach, in such a foul, you have to bring a par Helen Dovishal Tzibah. The question is, who has to bring that par helim dovishal tzibur? So we're going to have a three-way machlokes. Reb Meir is going to say the Bezdin, after all, they're the ones that started off this chain reaction. They're the ones that made the mistake. They have to bring the par helim dovishal tzibur, and presumably from their own funds. They're going to have to pay for it. The Vahid is going to say, no, Klal Yisrael brings this par helim dovishal tzibur. What means Klal Yisrael? Each shevet that sinned as a result of this faulty psak, if roiv of that shevet went and did the aveira, then that shevet has to go and bring a par helim davishal tzibur. Reb Shimon is yovi akosav ashlish v'achriya b'neim, is going to say both of them have to go and bring a par helim davishal tzibur. Sai the bezdin and sai the shevet. According to Reb Shimon, maximum you could have 13 separate par helim davishal tzibur, one brought by Bezdin and 12 brought by each one of the Shvatim. 13 altogether. Anyway, three-way machloikis, Zok the Mishnah. Two lines from the bottom of Dalit Amid Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Hayra Bezdin Yusik Kalakua. Bezdin gave a faulty Hayra, and then Gans Kua went and followed and did an Aveira Bishoyik. Oy Ruban al Piem, it wasn't Gans Kua, but it was Roifin Kua. So what do you have to do? Talk to Mishnah, Mevi'im Par. You have to go and bring the Par, Helim Javashul Tzibur, and Rashi immediately points out, Bezdin, for Loy Tzibur. Rashi in the left-hand margin, which says Mishnah, who brings that Par, Helim Javashul Tzibur? It's the Bezdin. Now, we have a very parallel situation by Nochmul. Bezdin gave out a faulty psak, but not by Chaylev, and not by Shabbos, and not by Nidah, but by Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Like we had yesterday, that the Bezdin said that certain Hishtacha Avois are Mutter. If it wasn't Agam Tzepishu Daim V'Raglayim, it was only 90% to your nose instead of the Gam Tzehent. We had Nigmar yesterday, that's also considered to be a faulty psak of Bezdin, and if Gans Klai Yisrael sinned, or Roiv Klai Yisrael sinned, in such a case you don't just bring a par, you bring a par v'suir. Why do you bring a par v'suir? It's a parsha in Parsha Shlach Lecho Anushim. There too it says, Alushim v'chisishkov leisasa eiskol mitzoysa eile. The Pusik says, then the usi kala eida par ben bukar echad yoyla, and then usir izim echad lechatas. So there it's a double carbon, it's not just a par, it's a par li'oila, not l'chattas, par li'oila, and a sur l'chattas. Shoin, again, who has to go and bring it? Only one set brought by the Bezin itself. That's for Meir. You never have more than one par helim davishal tzibur per bad hoiruah and shoigig of klai. If you don't even say no, Yud Bei Shvatim Avim Yedid Parim. If Gans Klal Yisrael, every one of the Shvatim, or Roiv of every one of the Shvatim, went and followed and did a Shoigig based on the faulty Psak of the Bezdin Hagudal, it's not the Bezdin that has to bring the carbon, it's the Shvatim that have to bring it. So therefore you could have 12 parim altogether. And the same thing by Avodah Zarah, Mevin Yud Bei Parim Ushnei Masa Seirim. 12 parim the Oila, 12 Seirim the Chattas. Reb Shimon is the Yuvi Akusav Shlishi, and he combines the two, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Oimer, in your case of the Yud Bei Shvatim, it's Yud Gimel Parim. One for Bezdin, 12 for the 12 Shvatim. Uba Avodah Zarah Chavim again, Shloisha Asar Parim, Ushloisha Asar Seirim. Par Besorah Lechol Shevet V'Shevet, Parvisoy Lebezdin, period. That's the easy classic case that everybody sinned, a roiv of all the Shvatim sinned. So you bring one carbon according to the mayor, 12 according to Rabbi Yehuda, 13 according to Rabbi Shimon. But now let's talk about that you didn't have all the Shvatim, you only had Lamushal, roiv of the Shvatim. Hoy Rubezdin, the also Zayin Shvatim. Oy Ruben Alpian. So Zayin Shvatim, we're assuming that this is Roiv of Klal Yisrael, 7 out of 12. Doesn't have to be. We're gonna have later on, you could have a situation of 7 Shvatim, but less than Roiv. Somewhat similar to the Havdol to our electoral college, where you can go in and elect presidents with less than the popular vote as long as you have the electoral vote. So you can theoretically 7 Shvatim, but it's the Miat of Klal Yisrael. But here Parship Shad is talking about the 7 Shvatim with a Roiv of Klal Yisrael, or Reuben Alpim, Roiv of the 7 Shvatim, which were Roiv of Klal Yisrael. What's the din? Again, Rameir, the Shitusa, Mevim Par, Uvarizchom, Mevim Par, Vesor, Divremeh. Kunjame makes no difference. 12 Shvatim, 8 Shvatim, 9 Shvatim, 6 Shvatim. Sidach Altazel Bezach, according to Rameir, you only bring one because it's the Bezdin that brings it. What would Rameir hold if you only have 1 or 2 Shvatim? We're going to talk about it, Rabbi Yisai. We're not up to the end. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, you got 7 Shvatim, Mevim Shechotu, Mevim Zayim Parim. V'shar Shvatim Shaloi Chotu, Mevim Al Yedeim Par. So this is now a new Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, which we did not have until now. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is Halacha of Greira. That's how the Gemara is going to call it down below. Greira means Sishlep Mit. That once you have the Zayin Parim, Rubam of Klal Yisrael, then the other 5 Shvatim also have to bring their own Parim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would always have a situation of 12 Parim. Nevertheless, anytime you have the 7 Shvatim, automatically Shar Shvatim, when the Mishnah says, Mevin al Yedeim Par, it doesn't mean one Par for all of them, it means each one of the Shar Shvatim brings an additional Par. Shaf Eilu Shloi Chotu, they are mitgeschlept with the 7 that were chayte, and therefore all 12. But Rashi points out that in Yetshem we're going to see on the Amud Beis that even if it's not 7 Shvatim, it's only 1 Shevet. That unfortunately, Kuloi or Rubai were chayte, that's already enough to be goyrer the other 11 Shvatim, that all 12 Shvatim have to go and bring their own par l'chol Shevet v'Shevet. What's my dear? That in all of these cases, the Bezdin Agudel made a mistake. But the making of the mistake alone is not Mechayev Karm. It's only Mechayev Karm if you have the Shigigas Masa. Shigigas Masa has to be Ruboy or Kulei of Klal Yisrael. Now our Mishnah says it doesn't have to be Gans Klal Yisrael, even Ruboy of 1 Shevet, 7 Shvatim, each Mandi Yomer, whichever way he holds. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, which is the fourth line from the top. Yud Oimer now into the narrow lines. Zayin Shvatim Shechotu Mevi'in Zayin Parim. Vishar Shvatim Shloichotu Mevi'in Par. Par Al Yedeim. Kloimer. Par Lechol Shevet V'Shevet. So you have 12 altogether. The Amar B'Gemara. Designed the Amar Yehuda Lav Dafka. Tu Adin L'Shevet Echot Shechotu Al Pi Hayruaz Bezen Hagudol. Only 1 Shevet was Choyte. Shashar Shvatim Shloichotu. Maybe now you're day in par, par. So why do you talk about 7? Talk about 1. It's a much greater Kiddush. The idea to come to Meir Zion, the Eu, by Ruba Mamish, we'll see a couple of times in our Gemara, that the Meir says you always have to have Roiv of Klal Yisrael, so you have to have 7 Shvatim. Of course, that come to Rabbi Yehuda, now that's Rabbi Yehuda, chaps on 7, but love enough, even 1 Shevet, it's Goyrer, all the other 11 Shvatim. Weiter, Reb Shimon Oimer, we're about 10 lines into the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oimer, Ches Parim, Uvayda Zechom, Ches Parim, Ches Seirim. Again, why? Because Reb Shimon takes together both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Par Vesor Lechol Shevet V'Shevet, and Par Vesor LeBezdin. Therefore, you have to have, in the case of seven, you have to go and bring eight. What would Reb Shimon hold if he only had one or two or three Shvatim? Mention the Gemara, we'll talk about that on the Amud Beis. Good. Now, until now, the focus has always been on the Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. What happens to the Bezin HaGadol of each individual Shevet? Because the halacha is that every Shevet had to have its own Batei Dinim system. Shoiftim v'shoitim titin l'chol b'chol shi'arecha, Hashem l'kecha noisim l'chol l'shvatecha, v'shoftu asa'am mishpat tzedek. So every Bezin, every Shevet had its own Bezin HaGadol. So what happens? Hoiru Bezin shel echon min ha'shvatim, v'osa oisi ha'shevet al pi'en. What's the halacha now? Now this is another chiddush of Reb Yehuda. So to Yehuda, ois is shevet hu chayiv, v'shar kol ha'shvatim p'tun. Since this is, if you will, a private, local matter, only one shevet unfortunately sinned. Both its bezdin hagadol made a faulty psak, and only that shevet is the one that was choyte. Then in this case, says Reb Yehuda, I don't say greater, I shlep mit the other shvatim, only that shevet is chayiv, all the other shvatim apater, divrei Reb Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has now said, if you will, in this halacha, two things. Number one, that it's not only a Bezin HaGadol Yerushalayim issue, it's even the private, I wouldn't say private, but it's even the local Bezin HaGadol of each individual Shevet can be Mechayiv, the bringing the Parhel Mdov Shel Tzibur. And number two, that in this case, we don't say greater, that we shlep mit others. The Chomayim, the Chomayim say, Ein Chayoven El Haroyiz Bezin HaGadol Bilvad. With all due respect, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gamsa Halochav and Parham of Shatzibar is only the great Supreme Court, Lahavdil, the Bezin HaGadol Yerushalayim that sits in the Lishkas Akuzes, Bam Sanhedrin, and the Beis HaMikdash. That's the only one. Shenema, Vim Kol Hadas Yisrael Yishgu, Vili Hadas, Oysi Shevet. It's got to be the Eda of Klal Yisrael and not the Eda of a particular Shevet. First, we're going to go off a little bit on another halacha, which is not negiah to this three-way machlokes. Tanur Rabbanan, Yodu Shehoiru V'To Mahoiru. Yochli Yuchayav. And this is a very interesting modern case. What is the case over here? The Bezin HaGadol issued a psak L'musha L'gabi Chalev. That a particular type of Chalev Shal, Gabi Akeva, just to give an example. What's the din? They said it's Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. And Klal Yisrael unfortunately listened to the Bezin HaGadol. You're supposed to listen to your Shoiftim v'Shoiftim, but unfortunately here there was a bubu. And Rav of Klal Yisrael went and they ate this prohibited chaylev that the Bezin had said is mutter. And at the same time they did another shoygig. What was the other shoygig? The mushel, they ate dam. A very dumb thing to do, but that's what they did. Rav of Klal Yisrael did dam. And this dam was not based on a faulty psak. The dam they did it. So there's no din parhelim shel tzibur on the dam. Because the parhelim shel tzibur has to have the two ingredients. It's got to be a faulty psak, mit a shigas maise. So on the chaylev, there was taka, a bad psak, and a shigas maise. But not on the case of the dam. There was only a shigas maise. Okay, so all of us that have learned so far, about a quarter or a third of the mesechta, no, you'd bring a parhelim shel tzibur on the chaylev, but there wouldn't be a parhelim shel tzibur on the dam, and every yin klal yisrael would have to bring his own private kizbo or seira. But guess what? The Bezdin, unfortunately, there was some sort of mismanagement, chalila, or whatever, and they forgot which of the two they made the mistake on. But Oski gave Gansa Kol Koyiz, but the Gansa Psakva, they couldn't remember whether it was on the chaylev or on the dam. Very strange situation. It probably never happened. But theoretically, were it to happen, what do we do now? If you would ask me, I would say, Numanavshach. Since Klal Yisrael sinned both by the Chalev and by the Dam, so for sure one of the Parhelim Dov Shel Tzibur should be triggered, either because of the Chalev or the Dam. Zokto the Braise, name, the bread garnished, you don't bring the Parhelim Dov Shel Tzibur, and therefore everybody's going to have to bring your Kizbo or Seir. Toner Banner. Yodu Shehoiru. Bezin knows that it paskin by one of the two, the Chalev or the Dam. V'to Mahoiru. But they just can't remember. The word to, Rashi says, means v'shokhu. But forget, we get like nish. Which one you're, which one nish? Yochu Yuchayoven, I would think there would be chayv. M'mon of shokh apar helim dovish. See, but tam aloymer, v'noida hachatos. And the Gemara is going to go and say that the ikar limit is v'noida hachatos asher chotu aleha. They have to know aleha. Velcha was it on the Dam? dam, or was it on the chayla? But the Braisa continues on. Then we know the chayt, it's not enough that we know that Klal Yisrael sinned. It's not enough that we know that Bez and Hagodol sinned in a sense by issuing a faulty psak. That's not enough. It's got to be, you have to know the chayt. Which chayt was it that the Bez and Hagodol messed up? Was it in the dam or the chayt? Continues the Braisa. Asher Chotu. It says in the pasuk, "Noi da chatas asher chotu aleha." Darshin yetz the brayse. Chotu means chotu shnei shvatim mevien shnei parim. Chotu shloisha mevien shloisha. Aha. Since it says the word chotu, chotu is a lashon rabim, so one shevet alone wouldn't bring anything. It's got to be chotu. So chotu shnei shvatim, they bring two parim. Chotu shloisha, they bring three parim. So to price it for 1 second, it just says chotu. Chotu is lashon rabim. It doesn't say necessarily shvatim. Or any oimel chotu shnei yichidim mevien shnei parim. Chotu gimel yichidim mevien gimel. In other words, since we are only focusing so far on the word v'noida achatas asher chotu, chotu could mean two yichidim in klal Yisrael. One yid would be asher chotu. Two yid are chotu. So two yid, they have to go and bring two parim. Three, and you gotta be three parim. Tamaloimer, no, it's in the pasuk hakol. Bush state in pasuk. V'noida hachatas esh chotu alea v'krivu hakol. Oh, by the fact that it says hakol, it's a kol chayiv. And the Bach takes out the word v'chol kol. Kol chayiv, just a kol chayiv, only chayiv by a kol. And therefore, ketzad, what does that mean? Chotu shnei shvatim v'vim shnei parim. Chotu zayim v'vim zayin. V'shah shvatim shlei chotu. Mevin al yideim par par. This is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. We'll see in another two lines. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds of greater. Greater means we schlep mit the other shvatim. So therefore, if seven shvatim mushal were choite, mevin ayideim, all the other shvatim shaloi chotu, shah shvatim shaloi chotu, mevin ayideim, they also bring their own par par. Shafilu elish shaloi chotu, mevin ayideim choitim, they are nigruru, they are mitkishlept with those that were choite, and that's why the kach nemer kol. That's why the Pasuk Taki uses the expression kol, l'chayv al kol, kol v'kol, to m'chayv on every one of the individual shvatim, as we'll see in Mi'achim on the Amid Beis, the Gemara will bring rayas that the word kol doesn't only mean klal Yisrael, but kol means each individual shevet. Mi'achim will see towards the end of today's plot. Tiv Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so this is Rabbi Yehuda that we've had already a number of times, that what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Number one, he holds that it's each shevet that brings, not like Rameyer that says the Bezdin brings. And Rabbi Yehuda also holds the din of greater, that once you have the mushal, your case of the seven, then all 12 have to bring. And as the Gemara will say in the Omid Beis, even if you only have one shevet that was choite, Rabbi Yehuda holds all 12 have to bring, except in the case if it was the Bezdin HaGadol of an individual shevet. Rabbi Yehuda only holds it in a greater if it's the Bezna Godel of Gans Kalal Yisrael from Yerushalayim. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oymet, Zayin Shvatim Shechotu, Mevin Zayin Parim, Ubez Mevin Al Yedei Empar. This is Rabbi Shimon that we had again in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon said it's always both. Remember, we had three dais in the Mishnah. Reb Meir says it's only Bezdin. Reb Yehuda holds it's only the individual Shvatim. And Reb Shimon says it's both the Shvatim and the Bezdin. And that's why Reb Shimon said at the top of the Amud, 13 potential Purim altogether, 12 Shvatim plus the Bezdin. So Reb Shimon again says we have Zayin Shvatim Shechatov, 7 sinned, Mevin Zayin Purim, and Bezdin Mevin Ayideim Par. They have to bring an additional one, is 8 altogether. How do I know? Shneim alamata kol v'neim alamala kol. Makol om alamala bezin im hakol. Afkol om alamata bezin im hakol. What's main thing more to jung? The two psukim. The first pasuk introduces the chait. V'im kol adas Yisrael yishgav v'nelam dover me'enei hakol. Me'enei hakol pashut is referring to the enayim, meaning the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin, who are the visionaries of the Kohol of Klai Yisrael. So have Enei and Kohol. The next Basik says, V'noita chata shechotu olea v'hikru ha-Kohol. See, this Kohol doesn't say Enei ha-Kohol. It's v'hikri ha-Kohol. Says, however, Reb Shimon, I'm going to go and make a gzeira shavet. Du'ushtem Enei ha-Kohol. And the Kohol is referring to both Enei plus Kohol. Bezdin and Shvatim. Here, the second Basik says, v'hikri ha-Kohol. It means also Bezdin and Shvatim. And therefore you have to have the eight altogether. Nema par la mala, Shinema mata kol, nema la mala kol, makol omala mala, me'eni akol, bezdin in makol, afkol omala mata, bezdin in makol, dos is Reb Shimon, both. Remeir Oimer, remember Remeir says only the Bezdin has to bring Zayin Shvatim Shechotim Bezdin Din Ayidei in part. Vehein Beturin, only the Zayin Shvatim have to bring. And it's not the Zayin Shvatim, it's the Bezdin that has to bring on behalf of the Zayin Shvatim. And not only the other five Shvatim don't have to bring. The seven Shvatim themselves don't have to bring. There's only one par altogether, according to Remeir. Everybody else is put in. How do I know? Never call a matvin, never call a mala. Ma call a omala mala, bez and voloi tzibur. I've called a omala mata, bez and voloi tzibur. Just like the first call is referring to the me'eni hakol, the nelam dover me'eni hakol. What means v'nelam dover? That the eni hakol made a bad mistake in psak ha'alocha. So we're not talking about the kul made a mistake, we're talking about the eni hakol. So the second call that's talking about bring the carbon, the kriv hakol, is the same eni hakol. They're the guys that unfortunately made the mistake. They are the chachomim that have to go and bring the carbon. Of course, each one of the three mandiyama that we have in the Mishnah have now been explained at some length in the Braisa. And now the Braisa introduces yet another mandiyama that we haven't had until now. Until now we kept on speaking about Roiv of Klal Yisrael, the two ways of measuring Roiv. Number one, 7 out of 12 Shvatim, that's Roiv, right? 6 would be 50%, 7 is Roiv. Or you can have even only 6, or 5, or 3, or theoretically even 1. If you have a huge, huge shevet that has Roiv Ruboy of Klai, so that has Kreinhar 5 million, and the rest of the Shvatim altogether only have 4 million or whatever. So if you have that one shevet, theoretically, it could be the Roiv of Gans Klai Yisrael. Only one shevet sinned, but nevertheless, that could be the Roiv. So now Rav Shimon Elazar addresses that issue. Do you have to have two Roivs? Meaning you have to have 7 Shvatim and Roiv of the 7 Shvatim, which constitute Roiv of Klai Yisrael, or is enough to go and have, L'mashal, 6 Shvatim or 5 Shvatim that are Roiv. When I say 5, that's already talking about Machloikis, Agamon only talks about the 6. Rav Shimon Elazar, Oyma Mishmoy. Who is the Mishmoy? Rashi here is silent, but you remember Rashi in back on Daf Gimel said, Mishmoy means Mishain, Reb Meir. Right, stimmt, the boys are more to Fogeland. If Shimon Luzer, I'm a Mishmoy in the name of Remeir, Chotu Shish Shvatim, they Rubai Shal Kohol, 6 Shvatim, you don't have Roiv Shvatim, but you have Roiv of Klai Yisrael, or Yizayin, you have 7 Shvatim, Av Bishayin and Rubai Shal Kohol. These were some of the smaller Shvatim, so even though you had the Ganser Shevet, a Roiv Shevet, and it was 7, it wasn't Roiv of Gans Klai Yisrael, similar, as we said before, to the Electoral College, Lahabdul. Mevi'in par, you bring one par nevertheless. And remember, this is a Remeir. The Remeir holds that you always bring one the par because it's not the Klal Yisrael to bring it, it's the best. So that's what Shimon loses chiddush, that even though you don't have the double Roiv, you only have a single Roiv, Roiv because of Roiv of the population, or you have 7 Shvatim, even though it's not the Roiv of the population, that's enough to mechayev a kar. Omaman. And now we're now going to explain this long braisa, which we just finished. We're going to explain it in greater detail. Remember, we started off the braisa that said that the Bezdin forgot which one of the Isurim they were matir. Was it Chaylev or Dam? So, said the braisa, then your potter, you don't bring your korbin par helem dovish hel tzivu. You have to know the actual chet and not just know that Klal Yisrael sin. That's not enough. Man Tana, who's the Tana of this price? Rav Yehuda, Rabbi, same Rava, Taloiki Reb Lezer. That's not Reb Lezer. Because Reb Lezer said by a Poshita Yid that did a Poshita chet of Koris, for which he has to bring his Kizbo or Seira, that not Reb Lezer. A person never was over two Isurim. He ate Chaylev and he ate Noiser. Now the question is, he has to go and bring a Karban Chatas. And the person asks him, which one are you bringing it for? I already brought a Chatas before and I don't remember which one I'm bringing now. Like that, I was over both of them. I don't know which one. So, says Reb Lezer, Manavshach, in Chaylev Ochel Chayev, chattas, and an oiser ochel is chayiv chattas. It doesn't really make a difference. Each one of these isurim is an iser of kares, a vice to yo, a vice to nish. If he only did one, he did both. He knows for sure there was oiver nis a kares, so bring a carbon. It's the same thing over here, lechoyre. We know for sure that Klal Yisrael sinned. One of the sins was of the character of a par helm dov shel tzibur, because the bezin made up 40 psak, and Klal Yisrael followed suit. Bring a parlam dov shel tzibur. Is a chasim in the loikre blazer, because he says, Mamanav shach bring. Ravashi omar filet teimer a blazer. No. Our Mishnah can go and quote a blazer also. Why? Shani hilcha dechsev, asher chotu aleo. Oh, so the ikar according to Ravashi is not the noida chatas. Noida chatas asher chotu aleo. You have to know aleo. Velcha chayta megiton. What was the sin that passed in Paskin you're allowed to, that Klal Yisrael sinned? It's not enough to epis. No. You gotta know which one. That only says over here by the case of the par helim dover shelti. Feiti mahasanami by a regular kinsbos ir, by a regular posha to eat from klai. So also ksiv, you have to bring one asher chota ba. Oy hoyde a love chatos asher chota ba. Ba is also miet. Ba, you got to know which one. What's the difference between aleha and ba? They're synonymous. Every mahuma boyle prat the misasik that I use for a different drosha altogether. Pratla Misasik. What's made Misasik? We have this many times in Shas, that you have a person on Shabbos Kodesh, went out to his field, because he needed for Shabbos in the Frimit Aymitzvi, but he wanted to go and cut up a nice tomato. So he sees there lying on the ground, a tomato which was Tolush. Tolush means it was already cut, and it wasn't the Shal of Mikzah, it was already cut from before Yontiv, it was before Shabbos, and it's there on the ground, and he wants to go and pick it up. And he picks it up, and he has in his hands a knife, or stam his hand, and he's picking up that tomato, and by mistake, since he was trying to review in his mind Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, when do you say greater, when do you say greater, is it 7, is it 8, is it 12, is it 13, is it when Gansit said right, by mistake he went and pulled on the tomato that was still mechubel karka, and he didn't pick up the togish. And as soon as he rips it, oi, what did I do? Rachmanu litzlan. But he didn't want that one. Had he wanted that one, he forgot that it was Shabbos, he forgot it was Yontif, and it's Oskaris, and he caught it, then he'd be Chayiv al Tzeshogi. Over here, he didn't even want that one. It was Mamish and Pusha by mistake. There were two tomatoes, one next to each other. One was Talish, one was Mechubah. He wanted Talish. Hini Mukhram Zum, and I'm taking the Talish and not the Mechubah, because I want the Talish, I don't want the Mechubah. And then, as he's picking it up, it's like one fadrait, like in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you start thinking about what's going on in Russia and China with the Mueller, with the investigation, and that, and then he took the mechubah by the tzuchais mesasik. He had no intention whatsoever to be over on Talisha or Ktsira. Then he is totally potter. It's got to be a chait in that zach that he intended. He intended to go and taka cut the mechubah, and he forgot that it's Shabbos, or he forgot that there's din of tzira on Shabbos. Pratlam esasi. Oh, so I have a drasha for that, and that's why I don't darshan in that case that you have to know the exact chait, and that's why the blessed says it makes a difference. Zilzan chait, zilzan nois, zilzan chait, zilzan tavos, mechilik, bring your korm chattas. Badush day to chaleh, you have to know exactly which one. And now we're going to go further into Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir, and Reb Shimon. My time with Reb Yehuda. Remember, what did Reb Yehuda hold? Reb Yehuda holds, number one, each individual shave it brings, not the bezdin. And number two, he holds the din of greater. Greater means you shlemit all the other. Oh, there was another chiddush of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda also said, not Mishnah, it doesn't have to be dafka, the bezdin agudel and Yushalayim, but each individual bezdin agudel of each individual shave it, kim machayev the bnei hashave it, to go and bring a carpet. Might Reb Yehuda, where did Reb Yehuda get all these chedushim from? Kosovar bo kohol iksiv. He says it says the word kohol four times. In truth, it only says two times. However, since each time it says metahei hayidia hakul, I darsh it as if it says it four times. Kul hakul, kul hakul. Vishteta kul hakul, kul hakul. We have two psikim. Vim kol adas Yisrael yishgu v'nelam dove me'enei hakul. And then the next part says v'noi dechata shechoti aleha v'krivi hakul par ben buka lechatas. It says hakul, hakul. Four altogether. Chav v'chayvel kol kul v'kul. Want to go and tell us it's not a bezdin din like Reb Meir holds, but every kul means every individual shavit has to go and bring a korban chatos, the par helm davar shel tzibur. V'chad leirut li bebezim masa tuli bekul. Doesn't say clearly in the Torah. We're explaining that v'nelam dovim ne'eni haku, the eni haku maintach the bezan agudol the Sanhedrin, that they went and made a bubu, and the ma'isa afterwards was v'mkol adas yisrael yishgu. So you had the faulty psak of the hirua of bezan, and you had the shigas ma'isa. Those two together, that makes it for a package to mechay par helam dovim shel tzibur. V'chad, the greater. Greater is what we've been speaking about several times, that if one or more shvatim were choyte, all the other shvatim also have to go and bring a carbon, mishleptim it, you shlept them together. And v'chad l'shevich also, by roz, now here it says by roz bezdin, but Rashi's goyris, v'chad l'shevich also by roz bezdinoi. If one shevet followed the psak of its own bezdin, then they gotta go and bring their own carbon, par ham shetibur. Here, this is, however, an exception to the rule. Here, there's no greater, since it was only their own local bezin as opposed to the public bezin of Yerushalayim, the communal bezin of Yerushalayim. Good. These are the four hakots. But Reb Shimon, why didn't Reb Shimon hold like Reb Yehuda? He says, "Tlosa kolik sivi, I only darshan three out of the four, not all four." You know why? Because I have hakul, kol, and hakul. Why do I only have three out of four? Because me'eni hakul orche de krohu. Kiri amri enchi, me'eni de planya. By me'eni hakul, it had to say hakul. You couldn't go and say me'eni kol. Because that's not the way people speak. And that's not the way the Torah speaks. Dibra Torah kalusha b'nei Yehudam. And hakul, you have to go and say the einayim of the kol. You can't go and say einayim of kol. In Lushin Koidish, so therefore, that hakul, that extra hay, was necessary as part of the normal text. And therefore, you only have three now. I have kol, and then I have the kol hakol, three altogether. So therefore, chad l'chayv kol v'kol. I agree in that respect to Rabbi Yehuda. Every shevet has to bring their own. Utrei achrini. And now we have the other two. It's instead of learning each one of the other two for a riboy and telling you a drasha, we're going to learn them now as a gzeirish shovah. And we spoke about this already earlier. Nemulamatakul. Vinemulamalakul. It says in the first pasuk, Vim koladasi soil yishgum en elendova me'ene hakul. That me'ene hakul is malalon bezdin imakul. The enayim mitakul. Afkan, the second pusik, when it says, Vinoida chatas, asher chotu aleho, vikrive hakul. It means ene mitakul. Afkan, bezdin imakul. And that's how Reb Shimon knows. That it's not just each shevet that brings, it's not just the bezin that brings, but it's a combination of both. And that's why in the Mishnah at the top we had all together Yud Gimel Parim, if all 12 shvutim, 12 plus 1, 13 altogether. Remember, the mayor holds only one carbon altogether for Gans Klal Yisrael. The Bezdin Hagudl brings that one carbon. For a mayor, kul hakul leidurish. He doesn't dash any extra haze. He didn't have a mesoida from their dush. And therefore, he'll cook three kulik. If he only have two kuls now, if he only have two, me boily, again, we have again a gzeira shuva. Nemulamata kul, venemulamala kul, ma lahalim bezdin, veloit zibur, just like when it says me'eine hakul, it means that the bezdin messed up and not klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a different part. Vim koladas Yisrael yishgu. Klal Yisrael messed up with a shoygi. But the Benelim Dov Me'eni Akul is referring only to the Bezin. So just like that Me'eni Akul is only Bezin, the second Pusif Yekrivi Hakul is only Bezin. Bezin V'loi Tzibur Afkan, Bezin V'loi Tzibur. In Baruch Hashem we've explained each one of the three, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon, in great detail. And now we go to Reb Shimon Aluzer. Remember, Reb Shimon Aluzer was the three lines before the wide lines. We didn't have him in the Mishnah. We had him in the Braisa. Reb Shimon Aluzer says you don't have to have both roivs. It's enough to have one roiv and one miut. Meaning, you can have six shvatim. So in terms of shvatim, you have a miut. You don't have seven. You only have six. Machloik is whether five would also constitute. But for Agama, we don't have to get into that. You got six. It's still not roiv, but you have roiv of klai Yisrael in terms of population, or you can have seven shvatim, which is roiv of shvatim, but you don't have the roiv of population. It's only a miut in terms of population. Or said Reb Shimon Luz, in such a case, you bring one part. Reb Shimon Luz, my time. What's the reason? What's the basis of his psak? Ksiv v'hoyim ayna ayda nesulish koga al meita d'chsiv mei ayna. The word mem, with the letter mem, as you know, we have frequently, that comes to tell you, a miut. Nishtekam, so, no, a chaylik, mem, a miut. Uksiv ki l'cholo om bishkuga, l'cholo om bishkuga. It's mashma everybody, or at least ruboy kikuloi. So don't we have a steer over here? Is it roiv? Make up your mind. Okay, it's on. You have vav, which is not a roiv, but it's roiv of population. Or zayin, which is roiv of shvatim, alpha, bish, and rubish of kol. So you have both a roiv and a mir together. Chayovim, you still have to go and bring a carbon to shem loser. Aliba dir abai. Fine. That even though we know the pshat and pusik, Rashi brings in a chemish, and that's the pushat way we learned. That's referring to the bezdin, that the hirua is bezdin, and for usi kol ha'eda means gans kalal Yisrael sinned. So that's how we learn it. However, remember in the Umar Aleph, it wasn't so pushat. Rabbi Huda learned this because Rabbi Huda said there are four hakuls, kul hakul, kul hakul, and one of the four was that the hirua is tuli bezdin, masa tuli bekul. But Rabbi Shimon Rameyah didn't say that because they don't have four; they only have three or two, according to Meir. And they used two of the kuls to go and tell Yagzei to Shovah. So they didn't have this extra one to go and say, how do they know that that's the mechayvim? Those are the major and the sole ingredients, if you will, to mechayv, apar, helim, dover, shel, tzibur. Now the pusik that we're going to quote now are not the psikim that we had on the Umar Aleph. Those psikim were in the end of Parshas Vayikra, where they talk about the different kinds of carbon chatos. Now we're going fast forward all the way to Bamidbar to Parshas Shlach. What is the same Parshas Shlach? There it's talking about also a Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, but by one particular chait, and that's the chait of Avodah Zarah. And what they thought, that if Gans Klayus or the, I'm sorry, start again. If Me'eni Yo'eda is referring to the Beznakudu, Nesel Ishgog Mat Gimachta Shogi, Vusikol Eida, what do you have to bring? You have to bring a par, Li'oila and Sur, Lechatas, you have to bring the par of the Sur for Avoida Zur. Aha, so Zok Yetzabai. The Omekravoy Me'eni Eida, Nesel Ishgog. Now, what means Nesel Ishgog? The word Nesel, as you know, is a Nifal, not a Kal. L'choidet should say v'hoi ma'ayni eida usi l'shguga zayim getiin ha-shoigig. Nesa means a shoigig was committed, not that they committed the shoigig, a shoigig was committed, which is a nifal, means it's a passive form and not an active form of the verb. So now the question is, so who did that shoigig? It's now mysterious. As a result of the einia eida, a shguga was done, was committed. What does that mean? Oh, it's not that the Bezn HaGudl Chas HaShulam did a shoyig of eating chaylev. They unfortunately issued a faulty psak that a result of a psak, Nasisah, indirectly, there was a goyim over here that a shkaga was committed. By whom? By the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, that's how I know that Hirotli and the Bezdin and the Masa Toli Bekol, because of the lotion of the Pasik necessary to tell you that it was an indirect causative type of thing, that not that they sinned, but their faulty psak caused that this shoygig was performed. Rav Omar, I have another enter. Mi l'cholo ambishkog. L'cholo ambishkog means everybody participated in this shoygig. Both the Bezdin participated by issuing a false psak, and Klal Yisrael participated by doing the shigigas maisa. I think Mar is going to ask in a moment. Maybe the Chol Ambishkog means that everybody has to be oisik in the Shigigas Maisa, and not that there was a faulty psak. I think Mar is going to ask that in a moment. But in the meantime, I have now two drushes, one of Abaye and one of Rava, and the Gemur is telling us, Sinishtuka machloikis Baruch Hashem, Abaye and Rava have enough machloikis in Inshas. Here, Baruch Hashem, they're best friends. We need both psikim. What do I have to both psikim? After all, it just says, if a shoygig was caused, what do you have to do? Then it says, they have to bring a part. But it doesn't say how many Yidin and Klal Yisrael said. It just says, me'ene eide nesel shkoga. So have a minute, if we'll just say that have a minute, I feel me eat. Lachik siv. Cholom mishkog, it's gotta be kuloi, or rubai ki kuloi. So I need the pasik of Rav. The one means l'chola on bishkaga. That means that the Sanhedrin people and the common folk, the rest of Klal Yisrael, all of them ate together the seidah shalavus, and they all ate the same shtik chaylev, which they thought was shuman, or they all ate dam, which they thought was just red juice. They thought it was Kool-Aid or whatever, or kedem kosher the pesach syrup. But the point is that everybody was choyte bishkaga in the mice. That's why I have to have the first pusik. That not that the Einu Eida did the shoygig, but that passively a shoygig was committed by someone, meaning by Klal Yisrael. Therefore, you have to have the two pusikim together. All of this is beautiful drushes. Most of our blat has been talking about the par helmed of Shutzibur by the regular Vedas, by the Chedav, by the Dam, by the Shabbos, by Nida. Where do you come off to talking about Avodah Zorah? That's a special din. So tomorrow learn me'ene, me'ene. You'll find me'ene, me'ene. What says me'ene, me'ene? By uns in Parshas Vayikra, when it talks about the chatas par helam dover shel tziba, b'shar aveirois, v'im kol adas yishol yishgav in helam dover, me'ene ha'kuol. Pusik in Vayikra. Here in the Parshas Shlach, v'shtayt in Pusik, v'oyen im me'ene, me'ene ho'ede nesel l'shkoga. So I'm learning up me'ene, me'ene. Just like by Avodah Zorah, we said, we just concluded based on the two psikim together that it's gotta be hayruah, tliya, bebez, and masa, tuli, bekul. Me'ene, me'ene, the same thing applies to the regular par helam double shultiva, which is not an Avodah Zorah dikka. Stop! Just the par alone, no par v'suir, by Shabbos, by chaylev, etc. Same thing applies, it's gotta be hayruah, tliya, bebez, and masa, tuli, bekul. The Heilige Torah in Parshas Shlach. Here you have a special pusik. And usir izim echad lechatas. How do I know that that's talking about Avodah Zorah? Because it says from Klal Yisrael Yishgu from one of Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Aleikov. Please hand me the Chumash of Tzat Moichel. Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Aleikov. We start to a pusik. But Midbar Tes Vov Chov Dalid. Midbar Tes Vov Chov Dalid. People don't do eis kol mitzvah sa'ayla. The question is, how do we know that it's talking about avodah zorah? Look to the Heilige Rashi. V'chisishgu v'lo yisahasu avodah z'chovim hoise b'chlal. Kol mitzvah sha'atzibur mevin oleh ha'par. Like any other mitzvah, back in Parshas V'ikra. Special thing. How do I know that we're talking about Avodah Zorah? So Rashi, Avodah Zorah, Kusa Medaber, Oy Ein El Achas Mikol Mitzvahs. Tamaloi Me'ez Kol Mitzvahs Aela. Mitzvah Achas Shehi Kachol Mitzvahs. What is that? That is the Inyan of Avodah Zorah. That one Aveda has a severity, the Chomer Inyan, like Achas Mikol Mitzvahs, like all the mitzvahs in the title. Anyway, that's a special din by Avodah Zorah. Zayt Aibishi Gevalt. Avodah Zorah is so chomer, not just one par. It's got to be a par mita suet tzizam. Good. Now we continue more. By the way, this is nothing more. It's not just introducing this the first time. We kind of glossed over it, but we started the Mishnah. Hoyru bezem also kol akol Ruben al pi'en mevi'en par before it's kechovim mevi'en par b'sor. The par from parshas Vayikra, par b'sor from parshas Shlach. Why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu put them all together in parshas Vayikra? I have no idea. Their vice, the Heilige Meshef is his Kansa Kavudas. Zukti Muriyat. In the Mishnah we had that Rabbi Yehuda said that if 7 Shvatim were Choyte, there's a din of greater that all 12 Shvatim have to bring their own Korban Par Helen Dovashal Tzibur, 12 altogether. And we already mentioned Rashi in the Mishnah, we spoke about the Mishnah, that Lav Davke, 7, even 1. But that's the Murashala now. Iboilu, Shevet Echler Rabbi Yehuda, Boiroz Dezen HaGudel, not the private or the local Bezna Gudel of a particular Shevet. The Bezna Gudel Yushalayim Lishkos Aguzis. One Shevet was Choyte. Mi Maiti Shah Shvut Moiloi. What about the other 11? Do they also bring a par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur? Mi Amrin, do we say Dafka if you have Roiv, if you have Shevet Shvutim, he the Maiti Shah Shvutim Badai. Then it schleps with the other 5. Mishab de Karuba. Avachav Shevet the Lekarubi. Only one Shevet. Light. Efshinish. Oy Demoshna. Maybe the din of greater. After all, reviewed had 4 Trushes. Kul Hakol, Kul Hakol. One of them was greater. Maybe there's even one way one Shevet. It does think you want to Shaila Toshima. The Braisa that we're going to quote now is very cryptic. It just says, Mahe Mevi and Vos Breitman, Parechot. Reb Shimon Oymer Shneipar, we gotta bring two. Now it doesn't say what we're talking about. What's the Rebbe do? The Tanakhama says one, Reb Shimon says two. The Ma'iskim. Are we talking about Roiv of Klai Yisrael, seven Shvatim or Choytei? Reb Shimon Tamanyiboy. Reb Shimon Lishitosi says always, you always have to have one from Besen and one per Shevet. So you wouldn't get away with two, you have to have eight. Ella, Mujdas Alechay, the Chot Shevet Echad. Ah, one Shevet was Choytei. So never mind, what are we talking about? Iboy Roiv Beis Dinoy. It was a Roiv of that own local bezin of one shevet, not of Gans Klaiso, just of one shevet. Reb Shimon Lesley, the only one that holds the din of a private bezin, that's Reb Yehuda, because he has the four hakuls. One of the hakul comes to tell you that even Beis Dinoy, the bezin of a particular shevet, Reb Shimon Lesley, Elav, Lesley, a halpish for them. And since it says Reb Shimon is Machayev too, Reb Shimon would say Machayev zero. I mean, the Bezna wouldn't have to bring, or the Shevet wouldn't have to bring each individual, he'd have to bring Kizba Seira. Reb Shimon Lester. Ella Muzazana took Bahiro as Bezna Gudoil. And therefore, Bahiro as Bezna Gudoil, there the Tanakhama says, if there's only one Chait, it's one. And Reb Shimon says it's two. Oh, see, so you can be poishit that there's only one Shevet, and you only bring two. It's a simon that there is no din of greater, because the din of greater, you'd have to bring according to Reb Shimon 13. But the shal is not according to Reb Shimon. The shal is according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the one that holds greater. So if we're talking about that one shevet was choite, and the Tanakhama says that you mechuyev to go and bring one, and Reb Shimon brings two, so now the question is, who's the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama mani, where's the Tanakhama? In aim of Reb Meir, Haruba boy. We said already a couple of times in the Mishnah and the Rashi, according to the Meir, you always need a roiv of Klal Yisrael, and therefore if it's only one shevet according to the Meir, you'd bring nothing. Aha. So who could be the Tana? Elav l'chayetz Reb Yehuda. And it says in the parentheses, you're going to chot a shevet echad. You don't have to repeat it, because we said we're talking about shevet echad. That's why it's probably taken out. But that's a pshat over here. That's talking about one shevet was choyte. Zok Reb Yehuda Tanakhama, you bring one. L'choy avaraya, that there is no din of greira. Because if it would be the din of greira, by one shevet, you'd have to have 12 parhel and davishal tzibors. No, nishkarai. Fachamaisi is going to chot to shishishvot. Vein Reuben shall call. Reb Shimon Elazar he. Oh. That's Reb Shimon Elazar. We had in the price already in the Amid Aleph. We're not talking about one Shevet. We're talking about six Shvatim. And what did Reb Shimon Elazar say? The sign of Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishmoy in the name of Reb Meir, that Chotu Shisha, Vein Rubi Shal Kol, Oy Shival Bisha, Ein Rubi Shal Kol. In other words, you only have one Roiv of seven Shvatim, but not Roiv of the population. Or you have six Shvatim, which is Roiv of the population. What do? Maybe in part they only bring one par. Oh. So the price is not talking about a case of one shevet. So much. Six shvatim, seven shvatim. Is a bazei. So we have no raya deval on our shaila. Because our shaila, we're trying to be poshut. What would Reb Yehuda hold by one shevet? According to this taich, the price is not Reb Yehuda. The Tanakam, Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And then you have Reb Shimon. So we can't be poshut yet. But now we have a brisa directly on point. Toshema, Reb Yehuda Omer, Shevet she'osav iruas beis dinoy. Oh, remember, Reb Yehuda holds that that's one of the four hakuls, that its own private bezin of that particular shevet. The shevet did an aveda based on the ruas of its bezin. Oisya shevet chai v'sharko eshvut b'tirim, because we do not say greater by the local bezin of a particular shevet. That wasn't the shaila. But let's go to our shaila now. Ubay roz bezden agudol in Yerushalayim afilu shar shvatim chayovin. How many are we talking about? Toshima, Rabbi Yehuda oimah shevet she'osa shevet, just one shevet did. Oisei shevet is chayv, and now we say afilu shar shvatim chayovin. Shema mino, we have a clear cut brisa that even by one shevet, you have a greater of all 12 par helam davashal tzibus. I have even arrived from our Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah, Diktoni? It said by the Beis Dinoy case, where it was the Beis Nagod of Yishalayim, but the Beis Nagod of Reuven or of Shimon of that particular Shevet. Which state in the Mishnah? That Reuven Shevet or Shimon Shevet of Reuven and Shevet of Shimon, they follow the psak of their own Beis Din HaGadol. All the other 11 are off the hook. If it says that that shevet is chayiv, automatish it means that shevet and not the other 11. Why does the Mishnah have to spell it out? This one year and the other one, the other 11 nisht. Ah, v'kimin the ton oise shevet chayiv and maybe yadam the shar shvatim p'turim. That's the exception to the rule, because it's the only their own local best. So we have two very stark arayas, one from the Brice and one from our Mishnah, that although the Mishnah back on the Ummed Aleph said in the case of seven Shvatim, Haltech Rabbi Yehuda greater that you schlep with the other five, but our Gemara has been poishit, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, that even by one Shevet that was Choyte, but it's got to be Choyte al pi Bezen HaGodol in Yerushalayim, not the private Bezen HaGodol of that Shevet, then in that case, all of the other 11 are mitkishlept with that Shevet, 12 Korbanos altogether. I'm poishit in their shal. But now we're going to ask a new shal, Iboilu. Shevet Echad She'osa B'iroaz Bezen HaGodol. Reb Shimon mi maisi. Oh, what's the sound of the Gabi Reb Shimon? Well, what's the Gemara declaring according to Reb Shimon? Remember, Reb Shimon always says that you add one Bezdin HaGadol, and then also each of the individual Shvatim. So therefore, Reb Shimon said in the Yomid Aleph, if you have 12 Shvatim, 12 plus 1 is 13. The Mishnah also said if you have 7 Lamushal that were Choyte, 7 plus 1 is 8. You always have the number Shvatim, and you add 1. What happens if you didn't start off with 7, or with 6? You only had one Shevet. One Shevet. Do you also have one Shevet brings, plus one from the Bezen HaGadol, or maybe one is not the Roiv of Klai Yisrael, it's only one Shevet. The only one that we find that talks about the one Shevet is Chavin Rabbi Yehuda. We want to know what does Reb Shimon hold. Now, what's the difference between this Shaila and the Shaila before Rabbi Yehuda? The Shaila before Rabbi Yehuda was whether one Shevet can schlep mit the other 11 Shvatim, the Shaila of greater. Here the Shaila is, according to Reb Shimon, do you have a Chiyav Bechlal on one? Maybe you only have a Chiyav if you have Roiv of Klai Yisrael. At least 7 Shvatim, 6 plus Roiv of the population. But maybe one, maybe there's no dinner parliament should see at all. And if there is, do you bring one? Do you bring two? What's the halacha according to Reb Shimon? Ibailu. Shevet Echad She'osa B'iroaz Bezen HaGadol. Reb Shimon mi maisi, do you bring a parhel but there's only one shevet, or like maybe there's no dinner parhel only by roiv? It's toshima mahi mevi'im. What do they bring? This is the same cryptic price that we brought before. What do they bring? Par echad. Reb Shimon oy mishnei par. And again, we start off again the same halachel, the same shakla matari. But my eskinen, what is the fact pattern of this brisa? With the Tanakhama says one par, and Reb Shimon says shnei par. Are we talking about that 7 Shvatim sinned, and if I have a roiv of Klal Yisrael? Shnei parim. Shmoyne parim boy. Shtetut on the Brice, Reb Shimon, oyme shnei parim. Everybody holds it according to Reb Shimon. If there are 7 Shvatim, that's roiv, 7 plus 1 is 8. I should say 8. El l'choy musach zayin is talking about the chote shevet echot. Ubamai. Only that private bezin of that private shevet. Reb Shimon Lesley, the only one that holds his din of Beis Dinoy is Reb Yehuda, because he has the 4 hakuls, but not Reb Shimon. And what does it say here? The Tanakhama says 1, Reb Shimon says 2, so I can be poishet that even by shevet echad, you still have to bring a parhel and double shotzibur, 1 for the shevet and 1 for the bezin. Pray to 1 second, I'm not finished yet. The Tizbra. Tanakama Mani? Who's the Tanakama that's only Machayev 1? E Reb Meir, Haruba Boy. Reb Meir always requires Roiv of Klal Yisrael. One Shevet is a Gornish. You wouldn't bring just a one Shevet. E Reb Yehuda, we would just push it the previous Shalat, even if it was only one Shevet. Shar Shvatim Nami Maisi. You gotta bring 12. Why would the Brisa say, according to Tanakama, you only bring 1? Elohom Mani, Musaf, and it goes according to Reb Shimon Aluzihi. Who's Reb Shimon Aluzihi? Kedisanya. What is the Tisanya? Now the Gemara saves us because it knows it's time for davening, and therefore it tells us, remember Reb Shimon Aluza that was quoted here on the last of the narrow lines, first of the wide lines, that Reb Shimon Aluza oimer mishmoy, chotu shishu vein rubi shol kol oishiva, ava bisha enu rubi shol kol mevien, pari only bring one par. Oh, so that's the case. So we're not talking about a case of one shevet. We're talking about 6 shvatim roif population, 7 shvatim mir to the population. We got to bring one par because he's saying mishmoy should a mayor. A mayor always only mechayev one from the best. Oh, so therefore it's not talking about our fact pattern. We don't have a raya yet. We're still stuck. It's Toshima. Back to our Mishnah on the Amud Aleph. The Chum say, I disagree with you, Reb Shimon. I'm sorry. I disagree with you, Reb Yehuda. That Reb Yehuda says that you bring based on your own Beis Dinai. Nay. It's got to be Bez Nagudel in Yerushalayim. Feiti Mura, man Chum, who are the Chum that disagree in our Mishnah? Elim Reb Meir, Rubaboy. Reb Meir says you never look at one Shevet. You always look at Roiv of Klai Yisrael. El Rav Shimoni, it must be Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon is saying, I disagree with Reb Yehuda if it's Beis Dinai. But I agree with Reb Yehuda if it's Ahiruah's Bez Nagudel, then you have to go and bring. Shema Minah, Zeitman Dachad, Reb Shimon holds that even the case of one Shevet that was Chayte, you bring one carbon for that Shevet, and one carbon for the Bezdin, two altogether. Shema Minah, so we've been pushed at Ashallah that one is enough, even according to Reb Shimon, Jim Machayev, a par helmed of Shetzibur, and automatically two, one for the Shevet, one for Chayte, one for the Bezdin. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Shevet Echad, the Ikri Kul Minolihi. They took us a double portion. Since it says kol, hakol, kol. Maybe kol means kol for Klal Yisrael. Who says it means each individual shevet? Amri, the chassid says napusik in Tanakh. V'yamid yeshuvet bekhal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. And here it says noichachutz beis Hashem, which is a mistake. Rather, it should say in the pasuk v'yamid yeshuvet bekhal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim beveis Hashem lefnei hechotzer hachadosh. So bottom line is we've already been poishet teshala because kahal Yehuda zot Rashi. Kohol, one shevet of Yehuda, so I see one shevet is called Kohol. But now the Gemara is asking a side kasha. It says here in the Pusik that the Vayamid Yeshofet and they made Hachadosha, my Hachadosha, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Shechid Shu Dvarim Vi Amru Tvil Yoyim Ayikonos Machan Oviyah. When Yeshofet took Klai Yisrael together, Bekal Yudu Yishaloyim, they were Mechadish and New Halacha Tvil Yoyim Ayikonos Machan Oviyah. Until then, Minat Torah, a Tvil Yoyim is not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina, and they were Moisev Achidush Ima Machan Oviyah. I ask you, where does it say in this pusik that they got together Hachadusha that's talking about Tzvil Yoyim, because of Machlavia, Vivi Shtaitis? So just pass in the Rebbe Zalzan Gizin Shtaitis of Marach Yom Vishunam Zan. Notice before the word Shechidshu, there's an asterisk. That asterisk takes us to Rebbe Kiva Eiger. For those, many of you have it on the left hand margin, Gilian Ashas, towards the top, Shechid Shidvorim V'omri Tzvil Yoyim Al Yikunis B'chivis Zichron Yosef B'soifay B'chedishav. I don't know who the Zichron Yosef is. Zichron Yibin Agroyis Eir Lechid, if the Rebbe Kiva Eiger is quoting him, Kosav V'lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosha. In this Pusik K'matri Tzvil Yoyim Al Yikunis B'machne Shalavim. For homework, figure it out, go and take your calculators, add it up and see if it works out. But that's how they know Kivaldi Mamish Nish Tzaglaim based on a Gematria Azoyim Givon Givist. Good. Maskur Vacham Yankov. Mimai, who says, although it says Kahal Yehuda, that one Shevet is called Kol, Dil Mishana Yishalayim Davin Ben Yomin. After all, Kahal Yehuda means Yehuda and Ben Yomin. Maybe it's got to be at least two Shvatim and not one. Elam Vacham Yankov, Vachsiv, Vayom Elai. Yankov Avini is telling to Yosef, Hini Mavrachov Yibisicha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu said to me, to Yankov Avini, Hini Mavrachov Yibisicha, Nesaticha Lekalam. I'm going to give you Lekalam. At that point, 11 Shvatim were already born. So who is going to be in the Satich Lekalam? Man, Asyal Le'ya Yishata Ben Yomin. Shema Minah Hachikom Rachmana. Asyal Lechohash Tekul Achrena. You already have 11. You can have one more. Rashi brings in the Chumash also one more kul. That Shevet Echaz Ikri Kul. It's only Rav Shvo L'Rav Kahana. Duma Hachikom Lerachmana. Lechim Asyal Lecho Ben Yomin. Who the have you be Shvatim? This guy is cool. Maybe he meant to say, Deval, you don't have a kul yet because you only have 11 out of 12. Asetan Ben Yomin. Ho ho. Asetan Yitzhakul. So who says that one Shevet is called a kul? Amalei. Come on. Ela shnei musa shvutim ikri kol. Acharus shvutim ikri kol. 12 year and 11 ish. 11 is pretty big. So muzdach zayim that the word kol means to add every shaven individually is called kol. Gei nainet l'ma gittin zayim l'chin yomtiv. Mitchum will continue tomorrow.